And that's Dysrhythmia with Bastard off of, I think there was their first release called Pretest. Let's see when we got it here. We got this here in 2003, so I'm not positive. And that's all I have to say about that. From the Effigies, we heard Body Bag off of the Remains Non-Viewable, the CD version. The Effigies are coming to the East Coast, specifically New York. Can't wait for that. From Grave, we heard A World in Darkness off of their new one called Dominion 8. Cold Worker with Reversing the Order. Their CD is called Rotting Paradise. From Dissection, we heard Nexion 281 and Beyond the Horizon. That is off of the final Dissection CD that came out a little while ago, Rain Chaos. From Withered, Like Locusts, off their Memento Mori record. I think they have a new one out now. I'm not positive. I know they switch labels. From Precipice, we heard track 3 off a demo I got from them. And from Made Out of Babies, a song called The Major. CD is called The Ruiner. And it's out on the End Records. And somebody piped in on the comments section of my playlist, and it said, Made Out of Babies kicked ass last week at Union Pool. I really, really tried to get to that show. I think I told a lot of people I was going. And I completely meant to go and just ran out of, like, commute time and stuff like that. And I'm mad at myself. But you don't want to know about that. You want to know that we're WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. I'm Diane. Thank you for tuning in. And, I was reading your email, Todd. Okay. Todd from 76% Uncertain just chimed in on the playlist at the very last second. Okay, so I'm out of here. And it's the Dusty Show.
Well, last week's show was pretty weird. And the last few have been hit and miss, haven't they?
Yeah.
This week, I'm back to the park. Back to the safety zone of season 2.
Dos.
I think you'll find it an interesting hour, and it's up to you to stay put and give the Dusty Show just one more chance.
No!
This is Clay Pigeon.
That's a good nickname!
And I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm glad you're listening. Thanks for joining me.
The Dusty Show.
What kind of dog is he? He looks like a... kind of like a Boston Terrier, but not really.
He's a mutt mix of Chihuahua and Jack Russell.
Are mutts the best dogs?
Yes, because they're so grateful that you adopted them.
And they pedigree dogs have more physical problems sometimes, I've heard? I'm not a dog owner, so school me.
I don't know. He's a rescue from a shelter.
Here's the pet adoption pledge. I pledge to make a reasonable commitment of time and effort and to affect scheduling and lifestyle changes in order to make this relationship work.
Duchess is 13.
Come on.
That's like 91 to you and me.
Instead of going and getting one of those puppy mill pet store dogs, you get one that needs a home.
Yeah, sometimes people are worried they'll have problems. There's a reason why they're in a shelter. They were bad dogs or something.
Well, he is a bad dog.
Has he made progress, though, under your tutelage?
He's made progress, yes. He's a great dog.
Doesn't seem to bark too much.
No, but he never barks.
Is he protective? He looks like he's protective. He's ready for me. He's ready to chomp on me.
Yeah, no, he's the best dog.
Yeah. So are these dog parks in New York, are they essential to your dog's happiness? Do they love coming here? They love mixing it up with the other dogs?
He loves to mix it up with the other dogs, but as you can see, he's the only one in the little dog run, so it's lonely for him today.
Does he know it? Is he sad because there's no other dog?
Yeah, he's not getting his normal exercise, running around and frolicking.
Oh, there he goes. He wants to go in the big dog pen. I noticed that in New York. These little dogs are not afraid, are they?
No, no.
They'll go right at the big dog.
He's like the sheriff.
You and I, heap of trouble, boy, for sure.
A man from Turkey talks about global warming. Then we transition into other subjects.
Do people pay attention to it there? Do they talk about it?
Yes, there is. I come from a Right and Sand Peace organization. They give flyers. People wear green t-shirts. They give flyers and they encourage people to pay attention to something very dangerous waiting for the world.
It's cracking and it's breaking up. And it's only one of dozens of Antarctic ice shelves collapsing faster than anyone predicted.
Of America's involvement in Iraq.
It was a big mistake from the beginning.
Was taking out Saddam wrong? Would we have been better off saying to tell the public we're going to go in and take out Saddam rather than the whole weapons of mass destruction thing?
Well, Saddam was dangerous, but then the army is still there.
We're in a titanic struggle against a force of evil that wants to destroy everything we stand for and believe in.
Playing in the park. Check them out. Where are you from?
Nairobi, Kenya.
From Nairobi, Kenya.
Woo! Yeah.
All the way here in New York.
To New York City.
How long you been here?
I come and go anytime, man.
What kind of land do they have?
Every animal you ever imagine, they have it over there.
Elephants?
Big time.
Lions?
Yeah, all of them. My friends were eaten by lions, too.
So no, your friends were eaten by lions.
Lion. Eat my friends, I like you, I eat you. Over here, you get killed, nobody eats you.
Just wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you like about America?
I love America. I love America. It's a good philosophy and this and that. Freedom and this and that. Yeah, we're Mau Mau.
The Mau Mau were Kenyan rebels fighting against the British Empire in the 1950s. Kenya gained its independence in 1963.
Mau Mau, we're the freedom fighters of Africa, man.
That's the way we used to grow our hair in the jungle when we used to fight for freedom, you know. Colonialism, ism, schism. But even Jamaicans, they tell you that they're Mau Mau.
I always wanted to do a radio show. Are you? Is this on?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you're.
What's your first name?
Listener.
Listener what?
Listener Bruce.
Listener Bruce. He saw my t-shirt. I'm wearing a downtown Soulville shirt, and he recognized me. And you say you listen to Bethany.
I listen to Bethany, yeah.
Stochastic Hit Parade.
Stochastic Hit Parade.
What do you like about Bethany's shirt?
Wow. Well, she's got good taste in music, as we used to say in college.
I see. Uh-huh.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a computer programmer.
IT kind of stuff?
Yeah. But all this, one of my favorite things I've been listening to is a series of anatomy and physiology lectures.
What concerns you most about medically in your life? Or do you worry?
What?
Are you a hypochondriac? I kind of am sometimes.
No, I'm not a hypochondriac.
No. Medically, you're pretty sound.
I'm pretty sound, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
46.
Technically, I am considered to be obese. And
are you really?
Yes.
What do you weigh?
I weigh 275 pounds.
275.
Has it been steadily accruing over the years?
Well, yes, it has.
Were you thin in college?
No, I was always a fat kid.
I'm big and I'm fat, as you very well know, and because of my size, my voice is very low.
That one. I've always been kind of skinny, you know.
Yeah,
but lately,
as you get older, that's going to happen because your metabolism slows down.
Is it hard? You've acknowledged obesity, although when I looked at you, it wasn't something that crossed my mind. But
yeah, that's because I tend to carry it well. You know?
You do.
Yeah.
You're pretty tall.
Yeah, I'm pretty tall, and I'm in pretty good shape.
Are you self-conscious?
It depends on where I am and how humid it is and how much, you know.
No!
Nobody says to me, you don't sweat a lot for a fat guy.
Well, people are a little more, there's a little more, political correctness these days. No one's running around going, hey, fat, so.
One of these days I'm going to punch in the mouth here in New York for some of the things I say to people on the street.
Do they say things to you?
Well, if I say something to them, kind of snarky, they might make a comment on my obesity because it's probably the only thing they can figure out about me that's easily insultable.
Are you comfortable with yourself, though?
Well, in some ways...
Would you like to lose some weight?
I would, yeah.
I lost 20 pounds. This is what I found. Now people aren't so apt to put me down.
What do you think of this world you're living in? You got a smile on your face.
Well, it's okay.
What's the biggest problem you see?
Homelessness, poverty.
All around you here in the park.
Yes.
Does it make you sad?
Yes.
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 How are you doing personally? You're doing okay, though.
Yeah, I am.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes.
Some dogs here.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Here.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Has it changed a lot?
Yeah.
For the better, for the worse? Just different?
I think it's getting better.
It's getting better all the time.
You know, new people are moving into the neighborhood. There's a lot of gentrification going on.
When I think of coffee, I always go to Starbucks, and McDonald's is good for hamburgers.
I'm doing deep, yeah.
My name is Paul Caruso.
Paul, are you a New Yorker?
Yeah, I was born here.
Yeah?
I was born here up by the UN in 1948.
The Republicans that year, 1948, again picked Thomas Dewey.
What you've got to remember is that since these big city returns come in earlier than the country returns, and since traditionally the big cities are more democratic than the country, these total figures are not conclusive.
What's the best time you remember in New York growing up?
The Beatles at Shea Stadium.
Were you there?
I was there.
You weren't there.
Yeah, I
you
got
were
it for free.
The Beatles at Shea. And now they're what, tearing it down?
Yeah, yeah, it's gotta go. It's too old.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something.
Even hear the music, or was there so much screaming?
No, that was the event, was the screaming, and all the flash bulbs going off, and all these girls peeing the benches from the...
Did you know you were, even then, know you were living through something special?
Well, you know, I mean, you can't stop and be that self-conscious about it. Yeah, I think there was something I was in awe of.
What's your favorite Beatles song all these years later?
I'll Follow the Sun.
Oh, tomorrow may rain so I'll follow the sun. One day you'll look to see I've gone. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the one band that was bigger than the Beatles at Shea Stadium?
Ooh.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Woo!
Yeah. Ice cold water running through my veins, you know that. Try and drag me back to work again. Pain and blisters on my mind and hands. I work all day making up a nickel bags in a...
So what do you guys think about the world you live in? You happy with it?
In some ways, yeah, and in some ways, no.
Yeah.
No!
It's like I don't like the way people get, as I say, brainwashed, like, by what's on TV and, like, the influence that people are under and stuff.
What do you want to be when you graduate?
I don't know, honestly. I'm figuring that out still, but I like to write a lot.
So, what do you think about global warming as a young person?
Actually, at my old school, we were watching this whole thing. We were watching An Inconvenient Truth.
When CO2 goes up, temperature goes up. That is why 20 of the 21 hottest years ever measured in the human record have been in the last 25 years. This is going on right now. The planet has a fever. If the crib's on fire, you don't speculate that the baby is flame retardant.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
Psychiatry.
Have you noticed that you can solve everyone else's problem but not your own?
Yes.
That is because emotion drives our understanding and common sense and replaces it with reason.
I don't know, I enjoy reading people, and if I could somehow help them with whatever they're going through, I don't know. It's just
what,
like,
do you see when you look at your friend here, when you read her?
I don't know, she's a hard one.
In what way?
I don't know, she puts on, like, a face and acts like everything okay.
But it really isn't okay?
No.
How does she flip?
I don't know, she just randomly hits you.
And she, you know what, she's not protesting what you're saying. Is she right on the money?
Yeah, sometimes.
What do you want to be when you graduate?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Don't really know?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I know I want to go to a good college, though. Maybe Stanford or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's your hero?
I don't have a hero.
Oh.
I really don't have a hero. No, I don't have a hero.
Not one of your parents?
No, not them.
How come?
I don't know, because...
You get along with them?
Not really. I like to be away from them. I wish I could send them to, like, some island.
Why is that?
Because, like, they bother me, and they don't let me express who I want to be.
Who,
like,
do you want to be?
I don't know. I just want to be myself, and they want me to go to church and stuff, and I think you should have a choice to, like, how you want to live your life. So.
Do you believe in God?
No.
You don't?
No.
How come?
Because, I don't know. Because if there was a God, then I really don't think the world would be like this.
make a living here as a DJ? Do you make enough?
No, I'm actually an architect.
An architect?
Yes.
An architect?
Yes.
Is that what you studied in Rhode Island?
Yes, yes, architecture.
Is that Rhode Island School of Design?
Yes,
or
that's
it's pretty prestigious, isn't it?
It is.
Did you have a scholarship there?
No. That's the one thing. Most of the people from Puerto Rico can come here with student loans.
Do you think what Puerto Rico would like to be the 51st state?
51.
I don't know, we're pretty divided down there.
How do you feel about global warming? Do you believe in it?
Well, as an architect, we are really conscious about all those things.
Is it affecting design now?
Yeah, now there's a call, or not a call, but like a more open mind towards what they call green buildings.
What are some What are some things that would qualify as green design?
Well, there's a lot of materials.
I just think of solar panels.
Yeah, solar panels is like definitely like, you know, reusing water from shower and sinks, what they call gray waters for other purposes, like the lawn or washing the car, that kind of thing. In Puerto Rico, there's no consciousness or little consciousness about recycling. As soon as I moved to New York, you know, you start getting more conscious, you have to recycle plastic, metal. In Puerto Rico, everybody uses the car for everything. Here, you just walk, you can take the public transportation. So just by living here, you start thinking a little more about the environment.
The Dusty Show.
What's your first name?
Oscar.
Oscar?
Cool.
Oscar, how many years you been on the planet?
55.
55?
So that, class of 71 or something?
All in all, 1971 was a terrible year for mayors of all big cities. Mayor Lindsay spent most of the summer feuding with Governor Rockefeller about where the money was to come from.
This year, the state legislature cut New York by $500 million in the middle of the fiscal year. They've never done that before.
71. It seemed like a long time ago now.
No.
No?
It seems like yesterday.
Did it go by fast?
Yes.
Should these kids today know that it'll, in the blink of an eye, they'll be 55?
Yeah, they should.
What's your advice to them?
My advice is that they take it slow and that they finish school.
Did you finish?
Yes, I did. But the way I finished was I went to the military and then I came back and finished college.
Did you go to NAM?
Yes, I did.
How heavy did it get over there for you?
I was Navy, and the only people that were fighting at that time was Navy and Air Force.
And did you see combat?
We turned Quang Tri into a desert.
A new voice among the war protesters began to be heard in 1971. The men who had been there and returned.
What really changed my life was when I came home. We were not accepted. We were considered dogs. We were labeled. And basically, I lost my life for a period of time. A long period of time.
In what sense? Were you homeless?
No, I was imprisoned.
In prison?
Right.
For?
Something nobody wants to go to prison for.
Did you take someone's life?
No.
No?
No, I did nothing. I was in college.
You were falsely imprisoned?
Yes.
But you can't say why, you'd rather not?
Exactly.
Okay.
From 1978 to 1995?
You were incarcerated.
Right.
At what facility?
Jesus.
Riker?
Clinton. Comstock. Attica.
On September 10th, a little town in upstate New York erupted into headline news. Attica, the site of a large maximum security prison. At the demand of about 1,000 inmates who seized control of one quarter of the prison with 32 guards as hostages, a committee of mediators was permitted to speak with both inmates and authorities.
The next move is entirely up to him. That is to Commissioner Oswald, period.
What's your profession here in New York?
I'm a TV producer.
A TV producer?
Woo!
What's your show?
Well, I'm actually, I just left L.A. where I was producing, and I worked for a network called G4, and I'm back in New York looking for work.
It's kind of that way in your business, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've known TV people, and you work your tail off for a while, and then there's nothing for a while, and you're waiting for the phone to ring.
So I see they're doing
a show right over here today. They're doing Lipstick Jungle, if you know what that is.
With Brooke Shields. She's over there somewhere.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I don't think she'll get me an interview, though.
You never know. She's a bit of a media whore.
Is she? Tell me about TV. What's the true inside story?
Well, I'll give you a Brooke Shields story.
Woo!
I went to this god-awful party with a friend of mine. It was one of those grab bag parties where celebrities show up because they just want all the free goods.
The $35,000 grab bags?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a sad collection of B-level celebrities. It was Melissa Rivers. It was Jared from
Joan's
Subway.
Joan's daughter?
Yeah, Joan's daughter. And Jared from the Subway commercial, and all of a sudden...
Is he chubby in real life?
No, he's thin and very...
Nice guy?
Sweet. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. And in walks Brooke Shields, and a friend of mine whispered, oh God, she'll show up at the opening of an envelope.
Did she look great?
She looked great, but apparently she's known in Hollywood as somebody who always, is always up for a party as long as there's free stuff.
Is Turkey a part of the European Union now?
No. It's on the way to be a member, I believe, but... My personal opinion has been discriminated.
Devil! Ever since King Richard went to fight the infidels in Palestine, Your Grace, times have been hard for us poor people.
People have brainwashed. For example, in this country, see, I came to the United States in 1982-83. American people, what they know about Turkey? Even though Turkey has been allies of the United States for years, people, especially young people, they know what they know is Midnight Express movie.
That's what I would say, Brad Davis, and they're scared. They're a little scared.
That's right.
Turkey. Is it a beautiful place we need to understand?
Obviously. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful parts of the world and human culture. It started from that region. Here, they are mostly paying attention to what money brings. You know, what money comes.
Materialism.
Technology, materialism, exactly. When it comes
you like
to history
America.
And art. I like different ways of America, but those things I was telling you, oh, those are the negative parts. They should change that. They should invest, educate, you know, they should pay attention to those things, I think, in my opinion.
What's the best part of America?
I don't know.
I don't know much. I would like to expose myself to the rest of the United States, but I don't know much more
outside
than tri-state. Tri-state area, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York. That's all I know, so far.
I woke up this morning and I looked online and like, oil hits $140 a barrel.
You wanna have a seat?
Sure, yeah, come on over. Oil hits $140 a barrel. The Arctic may completely break apart this summer. What do you think about all that?
Come on, New Yorker.
Hold it! Cut! Cut!
There's so many ways you can look at global warming,
you
for
think
example.
It's cyclical?
For sure, climate change is cyclical in geological history. This is absolutely true. There's the sunspot cycles. There's the precession of the Earth's axis. There's the variation in the tilt of the Earth's axis, which corresponds to some 40,000 or some odd year weather cycles, actually influenced by the orbit of Jupiter. You're probably probably thinking I'm a complete nutcase because I can talk
about
this
stuff. No, you're informing the audience. Yeah, it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
To some degree, someone will call and say, no, it's not 40,000 years, it's 10,000 years. You got that one wrong. That's the precession of the orbit,
Okay. How much do you think man is affecting his own weather?
We're probably affecting it to some degree. Technically, according to most models, we should be entering a cooling age.
I'm freezing.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
50-pound bag of Purina.
You're 50, so you probably remember the magazine racks in the 70s next to the UFOs, you know, talking about the coming ice age. If you were that, you're FMU kind of guy, so you'd probably browse around and say, what the hell is this, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, so that was actually based on real science and, and based on a number of things that we know about these orbital cycles of the Earth, we should be entering a cooling phase, but, things are not cooling. The most recent thing that we could sort of say, well, why wouldn't things be cooling, is because of this, the rise of industrialism. Industrialism and the pouring of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
The pressure reading outside your door area is 14 pounds normal.
But I'm not. I mean, it depends on what you say. Am I worried about it? I mean, because I can, I'm kind of the. I can think about things at various levels.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the door.
I've become a cynic.
Have you become jaded?
Yeah, I've become a cynic.
How old are you?
I'm 60.
60?
60.
Eh?
How's your health? You got a cane?
Oh, the cane is because I got a bad back, but I could basically...
You're pretty mobile.
Yeah, I don't...
You can get around.
Yeah, I'm not...
State of the world's got you down?
Always.
What makes you jaded? What's changed?
Gone, gone, gone with the hogshead cask and demijohn.
The sick... The 60s should have clued people into, it was about love for a while. For a while there. Okay, and it was free love, but I'm saying the basics about the 60s is about.
So the 60s game went bad?
It went bad. Knowing that it went bad. It was a dude act like it was a soap. Life is all about losing the art and energy.
When did you graduate, can I ask?
No!
Probably in 1969.
69.
69.
69. What a crazy time. Vietnam was rich.
The American people are sick at heart, and they know that Vietnam will go down in history as one of the great blots upon the conscience of the American people, and I don't think he'll ever be erased.
Quite a time here in 69.
Yeah.
What do you remember? Give me a memory. Something that really sticks in your mind.
The Grateful Dead with those shirts.
Were you there? Did you take the acid?
No.
Never did?
No, never did drugs.
Avoided them.
Yeah, I was born with the shopping gene.
The shopping gene. You love to, do you still love to shop?
Yes.
What does it do for you? Can it lift you out of a bad mood?
Yeah.
Do you ever have buyer's remorse after you buy?
No.
What do you like to buy?
Everything. But I like to buy makeup. I like to buy clothes, pet food, because I have 5 cats and a dog.
50-pound bag of Purina.
5 cats.
And a dog.
And do you want 6?
No.
You draw the line. You're not going to be a cat lady.
Oh, I rescue. I rescue cats.
Do you?
And find them homes.
It's estimated that there are over 70 million cats that aren't owned and are free roaming in the United States.
So what about this global warming thing? Do you believe in it?
Yeah, I do.
Does it worry you?
I didn't really give it that much thought because I'm usually very busy during the day.
Yeah, swallow a couple of these, both of you.
Como cazador furtivo.
In 1995, every 2 years, I went to the parole board. Did you commit this crime? No, I did not.
Did they want you to say you had?
Yes.
Because they thought that was part of your rehabilitation?
No, they said that there's no innocent people in New York State prisons.
How long were you incarcerated? 25?
No, 16 years, 10 months, and 1 day. No, 16 years, 10 months, and 1 day.
Do you wish you could have it all back?
No.
No?
No.
No!
The day you got out, after 16 and a half years.
16 years, 10 months.
Do you remember that moment?
Okay. Well, goodbye. Hold it!
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you did?
First thing I did was went and bought a hamburger.
Desires, fantasies, they're part of every woman's life.
Describe your dream woman. What would she be?
I haven't the slightest idea. My dream woman? I don't know. I've never met one. I usually find out I'm a weirdo and kind of a mild, neurotic nutcase with a checkered past, and they run...
What's checkered?
And they run screaming away.
Checkered?
I told you, I'm not going to tell you. It's just going to take too long.
Something's checkered?
Checkered?
Have you been in jail?
No.
No.
I was telling my mom the other day, I said, because I'm...
Are you a wanton philanderer?
If I had been a... Oh, I wish. Yeah. If I was black, I probably would have been arrested at least once in my life. But
for what?
Smoking marijuana while driving a car, driving while intoxicated.
You still get high?
Not often.
Not right this second.
I I do need to pee in a cup shortly.
No!
For a job. No, for a job offer.
Oh.
So, I've smoked crack.
Yeah.
I have, indeed. I told you I had a checkered
past. How long ago?
Oh, years and years and years ago. Years ago.
Before you had kids?
Before I had kids, before I got married. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
His marriage didn't work out, so now it's the dating scene.
It's like, Jesus Christ, you know, you date women on Craigslist and it's got, you know, they, you know, you can find out all sorts of crap about them without them even knowing.
You Google your potential date.
Yeah, sure. Google, look at their Amazon wish list. Oh my God, she's got the Carpenters and the Bee Gees on her wish list. I just can't date this woman. You know? It's like, no.
Mo.
Hi, Bethany. Last Sunday's show was really fine. Thanks.
Take care, man.
Okay.
I've got a weakness for the great pop pianists of the 60s. It was an exciting time with artists like Ferrante and Teicher. Balchine. The great Liberace.
Thank you for that wonderful welcome. It makes me very happy to be back at the Palladium again.
Latter-day heroes like Richard Clayderman and Dino. Woo! And don't forget Germany's Horst Jankowski. But tonight, let's feature Roger Williams. Not often heard, but always welcome on The Dusty Show.
I wish a peaceful world, take care of people, shake the world, live in peace, understand each other. Main problem is not understanding. Being selfish, everybody wants. If you get everything, what about others? What are they going to have in it?
Thank you, man.
All the best.
Here's one woman's opinion on global warming.
Trust that the earth is doing what the earth should, and people, while they can contribute, I don't think that we ultimately are in charge of
the earth. Will just smack
yeah,
us down when it's ready.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how to eloquently say it, but I really believe in the universe doing what the universe does with the people on it. And
your dog needs some attention. I'm gonna let you go. What do you want to say to everybody in L.A., New York, New Jersey, and around the world on the internet?
That life is good. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be great.
You meet a lot of boomers in New York who say they knew famous people back in the day. John Lennon or Yoko or Liza or whomever. This man, Paul Caruso, I checked him out, and he played some harmonica with Jimi Hendrix. It's featured on Cry of Love. I ran into him in the park. Here's a short conversation with Paul Caruso. What is a crystalline moment that you have regarding Jimi Hendrix? Just you and him.
Yeah, when we got away from the crowd, which was, you know, the best time for me, you know, even though he was fun around people, he was very much a party person. When we went to hear other artists perform, Roland Kirk and Stevie Wonder, in particular, we'd be silent, or very, very rarely spiff, and almost little telepathic jokes here and there. But it was like,
hold it! Cut!
But it was like we were on the road to Mecca. You know, just be quiet and get ready to be reverent and listen and learn. Rowan Kirk, five spot, and he went in there, and he was just a picture of humility.
Did you party with him back then?
Yes, I did. I preferred just to eat out with him and go out with one or two people, though. I didn't like the night scene. Okay, let's just leave it there.
Who else did you hang out with? Drop some names.
Bob Dylan, I spent the afternoon with.
Running from up Wisconsin way, down to no man's land.
What year?
It was 1979.
I don't mind the pain, don't mind the driving rain. I know I will sustain, 'cause I believe.
I was walking down McDougal Street. It was early in the morning. I said, oh, wow, there goes Bob Dylan. And I'd seen him before, and I knew most of his friends, although they were older than me, so I never hung out with his crowd. So I just walked up to him and I said, hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Cut!
And he was talking, talking politics with this kid from Boston.
How was his mental state in 79?
It was ethereal.
Go into the garden I have made. Tend it and keep it. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree knowledge of good and evil thou not eat of it. On the day that thou shalt, thou shalt sure die.
Feeling funny in my mind, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. Feeling funny in my mind, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. I'm a walking kind of funny, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die, fixing to die. Yes, I'm a walking kind of funny, Lord, 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 I believe I'm fixing to die, fixing to die, fixing to die. Well, I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children crying.
I mean, for him to have been that creative that long, if he never produced anything after Blood on the Tracks, I would say, amazing! Output of Mozart, you know? 2,000 songs. Thank you.
Thanks for your time today,
man. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks to you, those who emailed over the course of the last week. I love hearing from you. Friendly people like Pi, Scoge, Harper, Joe, Joyce, Vicky, Fred in Austin, Texas, Ed, Carrie, who says she's getting married. Congratulations. Darsoon, Craig in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Connor, Bruce, and Jake. Dusty at WFMU.org.
Well, were you watching the television show over here today? I guess Brooke Shields was over there.
Oh.
That's what
lipstick.
All the hubbub was. It was lipstick. You know the show.
Lipstick, yeah.
Recently, 7-time Emmy winner Mary Tyler Moore was added to Lipstick Jungle.
Do you watch it? Is it kind of a Sex in the City thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but Sex in the City is much better.
Do you like Sex in the City?
I love Sex in the City.
Who's your favorite? Carrie? Is she your favorite?
Carrie, Samantha. I like them all. Charlotte.
What, explain to me, because I didn't watch it. What's the big deal about Sex in the City?
You know, it's just a really good show that's like New York is so like that.
Did you go to the movie, the new movie?
Oh, absolutely.
And you liked it?
I loved it.
Sex and the City did over $54 million at the box office on opening weekend alone.
What do you want to say to everybody in New Jersey, where our radio station is, and New York, and Arizona, and around the world on the internet? Give us some words of optimism.
Peace.
You believe in it?
Yes.
Is there hope for the world?
Yes.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
What does you most about the world now?
How people always talking about how bad other countries are, but our country is bad too. Oh, but their country is worse, but I really don't know.
You like America?
It's okay. I don't get bombed or anything, so I guess that's good.
What about the war?
I think it sucks, and I don't really like George Bush.
We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Obama becomes president. Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna like grow up not being myself. Like, I'm gonna grow up to like
and have to compromise your ideals and everything.
Yeah, like I'm gonna grow up to have to like, you know, fit in with like everybody else.
Dear Miss Gordon, on March 1st, you failed to make the monthly payment of $25 on your account.
I don't know, I just want to be like free, like not like always like under rule or anything, like just like, I don't know, like, well, not free like as in, you know, just run around free, like free like, you know, I could just go say something and nobody would be like, that's weird, or like
without
like
being judged then?
Yeah, there you go, like just like.
Do you feel like you can't do that?
No, I can't at all, like I know I can't do that.
Who stops you?
Well, a lot of people. My mom.
What
my mom's
mom
boyfriend.
Say?
I don't know.
These are cut.
Yeah, my mom's boyfriend Hector. He's like a homophobe. So like, I can't wear half of the stuff I want to wear because he thinks I'm gonna like turn into some. You know what? You're a little too late. I can't watch certain TV shows. You know, it's just stupid like how people.
What about your dad now? Your mom's boyfriend. Where's your dad?
I have no idea.
You know, now how long have you seen?
Never seen him.
Not
anymore.
Lonely as a desert breeze. Yet I keep on longing just to love.
What's the best part of your
best life? Mysteries.
Now I'm nervous.
I hope she's still alive.
What would you tell her if you could?
I would tell her, Diane, I love you.
Have a good day.
You do the same.
Feel untick about end of the day. Mistake I never heard. Never said grateful for the freedom that I have and the independence, and I'm grateful to all the people who served, the people who gave the supreme sacrifice for our given independence, and for.
Well, looks like the Dusty Show CD isn't going to behave, so we're gonna end it there. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.
Things go wrong. Somebody